moment to touch base with someone we've spoken to several times before on this show, a local big wave surfer and sailor, Greg Bertish, who is someone we know is all about making a difference and staying optimistic. You might remember back in January, we spoke to Greg about his efforts to get the Red Cross Children's Hospital repainted to try and lift the spirits of the sickly children who are recovering there. And 3,000 litres of paint later, that job is done. The hospital is looking great. And Greg is never one to sit still for long. So he's now on a new quest to raise money for another venture via his new children's book called The Little Optimist, which will be unveiled a little bit later on this week. Greg, it's great to have you back with us, and first of all, congratulations. I have to say the hospital is looking fantastic. You must feel very chuffed.
Thank you, Pippa. Yeah, it's been a long 6-month project, bigger than I envisioned, and I'm definitely not the best project manager when it comes to construction and painting, I found out, but it's done and it's amazing, and we've got an amazing unveil of the hospital for the public on the 7th of June, so I'm sure you'll all hear more of that soon.
Okay, please, 7th of June, just around the corner, so we'll look forward to highlighting that then. In the meantime, though, you have your sights firmly set on your next big venture and your own Little Optimist adventure. We chatted to you about last year when you sailed an uppie from Hunclip all the way to Langebaan. That journey obviously providing the inspiration for this new children's book. Tell us a little bit more about the process.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think it's almost in reverse of that. I wanted to do a children's book, and I love the Little Optimists, for those of you who know what they are, the tiny little children's boat that's 8 foot long and 3 foot wide. And I wanted to get a book into those people's homes that really need them, sick and poor people in South Africa, in the townships, in the hospitals. And that's where I've spent a lot of time, unfortunately, in hospital. But, you know, it's all come full circle, and I realized, and I had a dream way back then to get these kind of books into these kind of children's hands, and I want mothers and nurses and caregivers to read these books to children in their home language, and we're just getting them printed in Afrikaans and Xhosa as well. That starts next week. So all these books we sell in English are actually being bought for 120 Rand, and for each book you buy, another book is then printed and delivered via Children's Hospital Trust and some of my other NGOs that I work with into the hospitals and into the townships.
That's fantastic. Now, Greg, I know you've got your big launch event at the Two Oceans Aquarium on Wednesday evening, and you've got another beneficiary there, another project very close to your heart, because, of course, you were a co-founder, weren't you, of Shark Spotters?
Correct, yeah. So it all goes hand in hand, and they've looked after me over the years, and a lot of water users. So this is for the Shark Spotters. We're launching it thanks to the Two Oceans Aquarium, who are hosting us for free and have been a long time supporter and sponsor of Shark Spotters. And yeah, I'm doing it. So every book we sell at the launch for 120 Rand, not only does a free book go to the children that need them, but also a major percentage, 35 Rand of each book, goes to the Shark Spotters, which is obviously an amazing organization saving the lives of sharks and protecting sharks and humans around the Western Cape. And yeah, so there's an auction. There's some great prizes on offer with your entry of 70 Rand for adults and 50 Rand for children. You get a meal, and there's wine. There's a wine tasting, and you get entry into the aquarium, which is obviously fantastic. And then there's amazing presentation and book launch. And Chip Snadden, who's the amazing illustrator who worked with me and myself, will be signing the books. And then we'll have an auction and a giveaway that gets you, just coming in, gets you a whole host of prizes that are going to be given away, from wetsuits to surfboards to Orange River trips and things, which will also be on auction as well. So we're hoping to raise a good few thousand rand for this amazing cause, the Shark Spotters.
Greg, I hope Cape Talk listeners will come on down and support this very, very worthy cause on the 31st. 6 for 6:30 is the time. Do they need to book in advance?
Yes, ideally. Look, you will be coming in the door. There just might not be some food for you. But yes, if you can book, it's members@aquarium.co.za, or just call the aquarium, which is Cape Town 418-3823, or go onto their website or the littleoptimist.org website, and you can book online there and come and join us, which would be fantastic. You can bring the kids. It's early. It's from 6 o'clock. It'll be done by 8, so I know it's school night. And for those who can't make it, I'd love to challenge everyone out there to go online and buy one of these books, because for every book you buy, another sick or needy child is getting one. And they are amazing gifts for all children, because they really do teach children about little people doing big things.
The book is fantastic, Greg. I want to say well done to you and to Chip, who's done such a great job of illustrating it, and hope it sells like hotcakes and raises lots of money in the process. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Thanks so much again for the support, Cape Talk and Pippa.
Greg Bertish, one of the founders of Shark Spotters, who are one of the beneficiaries of the launch event on Wednesday at the aquarium, 6 for 6:30. And remember to visit the website www.thelittleoptimist.org for more info.